The second lesson is taken from the first chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. In many and various ways, God spoke of old to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken unto us by a Son, whom he hath appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He reflects the glory of God and bears the very stamp of his nature, upholding the universe by his word of power. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much superior to angels, as the name he has obtained is more excellent than theirs. For to what angel did God ever say, "Thou art my Son, today I have begotten thee"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, "Who makes his angels winds, and his ministers flames of fire." But of the Son, he saith, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The righteous scepter is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness beyond thy comrades. And thou, Lord, didst found the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They will perish, but thou remainest. They will all grow old like a garment. Like a mantle thou wilt roll them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years will never end." But to what angel has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand till I make thy enemies a stool for thy feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to serve for the sake of those who are to obtain salvation? Here endeth the second lesson.